Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we play music by America's Ambassador of Jazz, Billy Taylor, who died last week in New York. We also answer a question about business leader and aid donor Bill Gates. But first, a report on the People's Choice Awards held Wednesday in Los Angeles. Stars of music, movies, and television appeared Wednesday night for the 37th yearly People's Choice Awards in Los Angeles. It is the only major awards event in America where fans decide who takes home a prize. Chris Cruz tells about the show and some of the winners.
The first People's Choice Award show was in 1975. The Gallup Company decided the winners by public opinion studies. For 30 years, the People's Choice Awards were decided this way. But the Internet has brought the award ceremony into the modern age. The people began making their choices directly on the web in 2005. Actress Lisa Edelstein playfully honored that process in her acceptance speech at the awards ceremony. She won for Favorite TV Drama Actress for her role as Dr. Cuddy on the show House. She thanked, by name, Twitter voters, whose Twitter names she really enjoyed. All included Lisa or Cuddy or Steen in some part of their online name. Conan O'Brien expressed true thankfulness to the fans who voted him favorite talk show host. He said they made what could have been a terrible year the best one of his life. Last year, NBC television officials dismissed O'Brien from his new job as host of The Tonight Show, so that former host Jay Leno could return to it. Now, O'Brien has a new show on the cable television station TBS. Johnny Depp won Favorite Movie Actor for the second straight year. However, the real win for him seemed to be receiving the award from country music star Taylor Swift. He told the singer, "My daughter said, if I didn't say hi to you, I'd be in trouble. So, hi, from my daughter." Swift immediately waved back. Taylor Swift won an award herself. She was voted Favorite Country Artist. The Twilight Saga, Eclipse, did very well at the People's Choice Awards. It won the Favorite Movie and the Favorite Drama Movie Awards. The three main actors won Favorite On-Screen Team, and Kristen Stewart, who plays Bella, won Favorite Movie Actress. Stewart received cheers when she noted that she and her co-stars were currently shooting another Twilight movie. But she said it was a little strange to be at the awards ceremony. "I was a vampire this morning in Baton Rouge," she said.
This week, our listener question comes from Cambodia. Yin Chao wants to know how Bill Gates became so rich and successful. Bill Gates is one of the founders of the software company Microsoft and one of the richest people in the world. He was born in 1955 in Seattle, Washington. He attended Harvard University in Massachusetts. But he left after 3 years without graduating. In 1974, while he was still at Harvard, he started Microsoft with his friend Paul Allen. It would become the largest software company in the world and one of the most powerful and influential companies in history. Microsoft invented many computer programs that have been used in homes, offices, and schools around the world. They include the MS-DOS operating system, the Windows operating system, and the Internet Explorer browser. These programs revolutionize the way people use computers and search for information on the Internet. Bill Gates made many smart business decisions. One of the best decisions was to keep ownership of the software he had written. Many computer experts believed that hardware was more important than software, but Gates did not agree. And time has proven him correct. Bill Gates was Microsoft's largest shareholder. At the age of 31, he became a billionaire. By 1999, reports said he was worth about $100 billion. But by 2002, the price of his Microsoft stock had dropped. He was worth just $53 billion. However, that was still enough to keep him at the top of Forbes magazine's list of the world's richest people. Many people respect Bill Gates, but some do not like him. They believe he hurt other businesses so he could be successful. The United States government and the European Union believed Microsoft had too much power and too large a portion of the software market. The United States brought legal action against the company. The EU fined the company hundreds of millions of dollars. In 2008, Bill Gates stopped running Microsoft, but remained as chairman. He continues working with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has given billions of dollars for health and education programs around the world. Bill Gates has been described as demanding, competitive, and aggressive. He said he became successful because he worked hard to make his dreams come true. He also said it is important to work with smart people and to think about where you want to be in a few years. And he said you should never stop learning. America lost one of its greatest jazz musicians last week. Pianist, composer, and educator Billy Taylor died of heart failure December 28th in New York City. He was 89. Faith Lapidus has more about the man and his music.
Billy Taylor played jazz and wrote jazz. He taught about it in classrooms and to audiences, live and on television and radio broadcasts. He was also known as an international ambassador of jazz. He traveled around the world, setting up jazz workshops, programs, and shows. But Billy Taylor also made simply great music. Here is a Billy Taylor Trio performance recorded in 1988 in the former Soviet Union. It is from the album White Nights and Jazz in Leningrad. The song is called CAG. Born in Greenville, North Carolina, but grew up in Washington, D.C. He considered the city his hometown. He heard great music in his own neighborhood at places like the former Howard Theater. He started playing piano when he was 7. After college in Virginia, Billy Taylor moved to New York City in 1944. He began playing music with many jazz greats, including Charlie Parker, Billie Holiday, and John Coltrane. Here is Billy Taylor performing I'll Be Seeing You with singer Nancy Wilson.
I'll be seeing you in all the old that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel.
In 1964, Billy Taylor was worried about the state of jazz. He did not think enough young people were hearing it, playing it, or learning about it. He thought some free concerts around the Harlem area of New York City would help. So he set up Jazzmobile. More than 45 years later, Jazzmobile concerts continue in New York City, Washington, D.C., and in New Jersey, Virginia, and Maryland. Billy Taylor received many awards during his more than 70 years in music. They include the National Medal of Arts, the highest honor the American government gives to artists. Billy Taylor said playing piano and performing were most important to him.
Everything that I've done stems from those two things. The fact that I love to play the piano, I love to perform for people.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Chris Cruz and Katie Weaver, who also was our producer. If you have a question about American life, write to mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer your question on this show. So please include your name and country. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.